Hello, this is Ryokyu Endo's Prime Dharma Talk for your fortune development. With wish for people in the world live in peace, I would like to broadcast this Dharma Talk. The one Dharma Talk before, I've talked about one of the sense and ability of practicing Buddhism, which was the teaching in Shakyamuni Buddha, the primal Buddhism. I said one of them were Shojin, which is usually translated as practice. But actually, it's a bit the content of the practice and Shojin, meaning a bit different. Well, anyway, I've thought that some people might be wondering, so what was other for the ability to practice Buddhism that Shakyamuni taught? The first one was a faith. I think usually it is translated to faith. However, we need to know this faith, Shin in Japanese, this Chinese character was a translation from the Sanskrit, the word prasad. The meaning of the prasad is that the heart become pure as a transparent. Isn't it something different? The heart become pure and the faith? Because the prasad is a state of the heart, but the faith is a choice. And even some people might have some the wrong faith. I mean, something you shouldn't have faith about. So what is the thing that you shouldn't have faith? Well, I have been teaching that what you should have faith and what you should have faith. Well, what you shouldn't have a faith is something that you can put as an object. What are those? For example, organization, a person. So be careful is a guru, and be careful is the sect, the cult organization. Also, the nation. All those are the examples, anything that you can put on a subject, object, is not something infinite. It's the part of the nature, the degradations. What you need to have a face is something infinite. For example, Dharma, but not Dharma, not the world, the living Dharma. That it shines your heart, and it's only happened to the moment. So what I'm saying, the moment of a moment, to the shyness of your heart, this is the Dharma. Oops, let's get back to the subject. The question is, why Chinese the monk translator translated the prasad to the face, prasad, that transparently pureness of the heart state, to the face. And it is very interesting. You know why? It is because the key energy changes. Well, it's without the practical experience, it might be difficult to believe it. But in a workshop, anybody be able to open the sensation of the key energy and can find this truth, which is when one have a face to, for example, the three treasures, the Buddha Dharma Sangha, and or the Puran, the world, invisible world, another dimensional world, that infinite happiness increases the moment to moment, infinite joy increases the moment to moment. If someone have a faith that such a world exists, what the key energy would be like? You can find in the workshop that the key energy is prasad, pure as transparent. Whoa, it fits the world and the reality of the key. Does the translator priest knew this? He must have such a sensation. Otherwise, he wouldn't translate it, the prasad, to the faith. That's what I believe. And if one doubt about the world of the non-duality, an infinite joy and happiness world, which is increased those merit moment to moment, if one have a doubt to such a world, that key energy is become impure, heavy and dirty, so different from the state of the prasad, which would produces the transparent heart, transparent key energy, that pure key energy. What is interesting is that you need no effort to have a doubt to that, but you need effort to keep the pure state of the heart. This is something like a gravity of the planet. This is a karma of the human being. We automatically receive influence and try to bring the pureness down, the face down. So we need to overcome moment to moment effort to keep up our ambition and the faith. And this you can experience in a workshop. And what is interesting, a little bit scary, but interesting, well, it might be difficult to believe that this is a reality. I'll tell you briefly. That is, if one state of the pure heart and faith, and someone sit beside who hasn't the pure state of heart, who hasn't means who is not putting effort to be in a state of pureness and the faith, you know what will happen? Well, subconsciously, the person who is not putting effort to be in a state of the faith, subconsciously try to bring the pureness down of the person who is putting effort. It's because of the karma of the human being. Well, you have to experience, so I'll not talk details anymore. But that is the reason why the Mahayana Buddhism always talks about self and others. Practice has to be for self and others. All human beings are connected and influencing each other. And the practice should be always for self and others. The motivation. Please remember the one of the quote of the Amitāya Sutra, which is, even I will be in the suffering with poison, I will practice for the peace, the great peace for the people who is in fear, and will never regret. And this is the vow of the Dharmakara Bodhisattva, what he meant by the suffering poison in this quote is that the karma of the human being try to bring all the pureness, the faith, the ambition. This is same as being suffering in a poison of the energy of the karma. But he put vow to overcome it for the people who was in fear and give the great peace and will not regret. Yes, by doing this, the infinite happiness, a joy start to spring out from you, and you'll be embraced by the great peace of the great spirit of the universe. So why not to obey the karma of the human being and keep up the being a state of the pureness, have ambition and have faith. May you and people around you and people in the world that happiness and joy that infinitely springs out from the deep inside of the existence and be embraced with the great peace of the great spirit of the universe.